Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin, and we've got Kelly C. How you doing,
Hello.
Kelly?
Pretty good. How you doing today, Linda?
Oh, just great. Beautiful day out there. I think we're moving into fall, though. We got down to freezing here last night.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, it's just a little bit overcast today. It's not really as sunny as it has been, but it's like it's cooler, which is nice.
Wow.
But you guys are in the mountains.
Yeah, we're
100 miles north.
I'm 5,000 feet, the same height as Denver. So.
Oh, wow, the Mile High City, all right.
And a little bit farther north, so that kind of adds to it, too.
It does. Are you guys getting those fall colors yet?
Are we what?
Are you getting fall colors yet?
Not yet. We don't get a lot because we live in a state where there are fir trees and evergreens and they don't change much. Our maple is starting to change. We've got a maple out front of the house and it's just beginning to. Now, if the flies would go away, we'd be happier.
All right. Well, we got a queue full of people here waiting to talk to you about probably some really good ET stuff. So let's see what Linda's got to say for you today. And our first caller is from area code 847. 847, you're on with Linda.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Jill, and I just recently talked to you guys. And
oh,
you guys
hi,
are
Jill.
Excellent.
How's things going for you with the girl
in
your home?
I'm really stuck, and this is what I need to get to the bottom of and to figure out to move on. I don't know if I already covered this, that, you know, my parents are gone. My one sister is a total narcissist. I was the scapegoat. I have another sister, so all the narcissism that my one sister did was transferred and projected onto me. My sister, who isn't the narcissist, continues to do so and blame me for being robbed from my other sister, which is hurting me in my life. And then I can't talk to her about anything because she can't take anything. She can't say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. She's never learned how to take personal responsibility or deal with anything. She's 55 years old. But then it causes you more damage than if she could say, I'm sorry, and I'm being shot up with bullet holes, and her response to me is, why aren't you fine? Now what's your problem? So I would like to get unstuck, and why is she like this?
Well, because she's trying to get through some lessons in her life, and she's apparently not doing a very good job of it, but everyone in their own time. But the only thing you can do is to ignore, bounce back any negativity that you're getting because it's dragging you down. You know, I felt that when I talked to you before that it was just really sucking the energy out of you. So you've got to maintain your own inherent integrity, as I call it, and you do that by protecting yourself, knowing your own strengths, demanding cooperation from the universe, and yes, we can do that. You know, we are in touch with those on the other side, our guides, our angels, and they want us to have a happy life and not be dragged down all the time. So what I would recommend to you is to stop reacting to what people are doing to you. Just consider the source, as they say, and then move away from it. Once it starts getting into where somebody is putting you down, saying things to you that aren't nice, just say, well, you have your beliefs, I have mine. I am not going to participate in this conversation, and just be strong in who you are.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Thank you.
Oh,
why
sure.
Can't she separate the two of us? Why can't she? I never did anything to her.
Codependency. She is feeding off of her perceptions of you to make herself feel better, make herself feel superior.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. What happened to her that she can't even cope with, I'm sorry, or I accidentally threw that piece of paper in the garbage? What?
It's just a matter of not being able to face up to herself. A lot of times when people have a lot of adversity in their life when they're younger, they start to take on a certain role. They take on a persecutor, victim, rescuer. They take one of those in a role, in a triangle. It's called the Cartman Triangle. And if you want to write this down and look it up, it will help you a lot.
Okay, I am writing down what you're saying. Okay.
Cartman Triangle, K-A-R-P-M-A-N, Triangle. And it's a psychology technique that I worked with in the 90s. I wrote a paper on this, and it explains how the different positions are in a relationship. and if one is not happy, how that plays out, how one feels that they're always the victim, and they put you in a persecutor role, which is what I'm actually seeing here. She's victim, you're persecutor, and she's waiting for a rescuer to come and get you. But the Cartman triangle will give you a really good idea of what's going on in this particular relationship and how to deal with it, how to get out of the triangle, how to have your own life.
What does that mean, the rescuer? What does that mean?
That's somebody that comes along and sides with her.
I see.
That would be the rescuer. They're the ones that she calls up and said, oh, my sister did this and this and that. You know, and then the rescuer will go, oh, you poor thing, I so understand, you know, that type of thing. And it's
okay.
Just facade. You know, it's just because she's not understanding who she herself is in relationship to everyone else. So
it's just so thick. It is just so thick.
Right. And the Cartman triangle will explain the positions, how we get into them and how to get out of them,
how to
stop being in it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there ever going to be any growth with her, or this is it?
It's free will on her part. I'm just saying she's not ready yet. She's not ready to perceive herself as who she really is. Like, we're all of us are waking up, right? We're all learning how to be who we are and be positive in that. She's not ready to do that yet. She's rather enjoying this victim role because it makes people feel sorry for her.
Oh, jeepers.
And that's no way to be, and I hope that she understands that pretty soon.
Right, because she's withholding from me, which is causing me, it's setting me back for things I didn't even do.
Wow.
Yes, I understand. And you can't let that get to you.
Okay.
But do read up on that, and you will see how to get out of that triangle. It's just a matter of being who you are, not letting them pull you into the game. Like I said, if she starts an argument with you, just say, I'm not discussing this. Until you're ready to see it my way, you know, that's it. I'm done with you.
Okay, because she will. She'll throw it right back at me.
Yeah, just do that talk to the hand thing. That's what I'm just getting.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
And actually, if you miss information, we have this in archives. So, Jill, if you need to go back and get some of that, you know, you can log back in on your computer and get this information on archives.
Thank you so much. I wrote it down, and that was so excellent. And I just thank you. It's so thick. I just thank you.
Thank you, Jill.
You are welcome. Glad we could help today.
Thank you.
Linda's awesome. I love it. All right. We'll talk to you again, Jill. Call back in and let us know how it goes. It's like there's no
Thank
limit
you.
On the call-in, which is really cool. So we'll talk to you again. All righty. And our next person in line here who is waiting to talk to our ET lady is 949. There we go.
Oh, hello. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Could I get your first name, please?
Ilona.
Ilona. Oh, what a pretty name.
Well, thank you.
And what can we do for you?
There's two guys in my life, and I just wanted to know which one is going to be the one that I probably end up with. One is an Aries and one is a Taurus.
And what is your sign?
I'm a Cancer. I have a
Absolutely.
Lot of fire in me, so just because he's an Aries, I can deal with him.
Oh, good. Generally speaking, Cancer and Taurus would get along better. Generally speaking, but, you know, not everyone sticks to their true characteristics, and a lot of people are more flexible. But I'm just saying that the Cancer, you'd have to kind of bring him out, if you know what I mean. He tends to be secluded.
The Taurus?
Yeah. With
okay.
the Cancer-Taurus relationship, you would have to bring him out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be a little bit more quiet from what I know.
Mm-hmm.
So Aries, of course, you know, just anything and everything, they're out there with it, you know, they're opinionated, right?
Oh, yeah, very much.
So it's a matter of do you want to calm one down or do you want to pull one out of their shell?
They both
sound wonderful to me, you know, from what I'm getting from over there. They're like, they're really both of them good people. They just represent different aspects. It'd be kind of fun if you could do like that old Thirst ad, you know, two guys in one.
I know. I was thinking that.
Yeah, they've both got very wonderful characters, and I'm just really loving them both. It's just one's going to be better for you in the quiet times, and the other's going to be better when you just want to roll with stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so it's going to
mm-hmm.
be kind of up to you to decide which one you really want. But, yeah, I think both of them are great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you see me getting serious with either one of them, or is it just I'm going to have to wind up being, or...
I think you're more likely to get serious with the Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think I'm getting from your personal personality that you're one of those that likes to roll all the time, and sometimes you just want to come home to somebody you can just relax and be yourself with.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, you know, the Aries was going to be, you know, let's go out and have fun and do this and that, but... The one you're going to want to come home to after a long day at work will probably be the Taurus.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious. Can I ask birth dates? Do you know birth dates on any of these guys, or what's your birth date?
Oh, yeah. One is May the 7th. The other one is April the 13th. And mine is July the 12th.
July 12th. Okay, I was just kind of. I was going to do like some card. Let's use just a few quick card comparisons here because you was a July 12th. You're a three of diamonds with, let's see, that's your birth card, and you've got a five of clubs. Okay. The May 7th, gentlemen, is, wow, queen of diamonds, three of clubs. Diamonds with a three of clubs. Okay, there's some good stuff there. And then the April 13th one is, oh, wow, eight of diamonds, ace of clubs. Okay. Eight of diamonds,
new
ace of clubs.
With that
oh, my goodness. Wow. There's some, yeah, really, I mean, there's she's right on that one. It's like there's, you know, some good compatibility with both. You're going to find there's more... Okay, the Eight of Diamonds is more of a power card. It's like that's a guy who is really kind of like out there in terms of he can pretty much get, you know, anything he wants, you know, type of thing. He's also real with that Ace of Clubs. He's real studious, but it's like he's good with the money. He's good with the cash. The Queen of Diamonds, gentlemen, is he's more, okay, yeah, and exactly what Linda said. It's like he's more retiring. He's more, he acts more, you know, he kind of mothers people, okay. He kind of acts like a queen in that he is more caretaking of people. It's like he's still going to have good with the cards on that, good, you know, good financial things. But let's see. But there's the three has more changeability. I'll put it that way. But probably what's appealing there is, you know, the fact that you're a three of diamonds. He's got that three of clubs. It's like, you know, the threes are very artistic and creative people, and they kind of tend to go with that creativity with each other. So it's like, I think Linda's right. It's like either or, but at the same time that your Taurus guy might be good. It's like the Aries guy is really going to be, he's a power card. It's like you're going to really, if you want to be really on the go all the time, it's like that's the place to be with that.
Okay.
So there's your free will. I totally agree with Linda. It's like she's really on. It's like it's just as fun to see it with the cards.
Okay. All right.
You got choices in life. You got the smartest.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, all right. Oh, it's so hard to say yes, no, what? I don't know. Yeah.
That's when you invite him over for, you know, you invite him over for the cup of tea moment and go, okay, let's see, really, really and truly, it's like, you know, what do you like to do? You know, how do you like to spend time? You know, this and that, yada, yada.
Well, see, you know what? The thing is, I know I've been knowing both of them since I was like, oh, well, one, we grew up together, and one I've been knowing since I was 17. I'm 51. So,
oh, wow.
And it's like we've parted our ways for a while because one was in the service, one plays in a group, then I had a family, so it's like, okay. Then all of a sudden, bam, boom, they're both back at the same time, and I'm like, oh, whew, wait a minute, make me sweat.
Which one, yeah.
I was like,
okay. One thing I do see with the Queen of Diamonds, it's like that's your first connection. That's one of your karma cards.
Okay.
It's one of those where it's like it's a past, you know, there's some kind of past life, you know, debt or things going on with that. It's like he's got, and he's also the karma reward for you in the spiritual. You've got two Neptune connections in this life, one in the spiritual, and you have a Uranus connection. It's like there's a lot of attraction there too. There's even more. There's more attraction actually with that.
With the Aries?
No,
with the
Taurus.
Queen of Diamonds? Really?
With the Taurus. It's like, yeah.
Oh.
It's saying in terms of they rate things as attraction, intensity, and compatibility. It's like the attraction with that Queen of Clubs gentleman is a 7, whereas actually the with the Eight of Diamonds, it's like there's a Neptune connection, there's two Saturn connections, a Jupiter connection, and a karmic reward. But it actually, and on this scale, you got to understand it goes from positive 10 to negative 10. So it's like the fact that the attraction actually says 0, it's like it means you're right in the balance there. You know, there's still attraction there, but it's like, eh. On intensity, it's like, you know, things that you guys might possibly, you know, disagree on or whatever, they both rate a 5. So it's like, you know, you guys might have a little bit of, you know, things you have to work out and compromise and really talk out and talk about. But your overall compatibility with that 8 is actually listed at a negative 2, and it's like you might just have, you know, a little more conflicts with him. Whereas the Taurus one is actually in the positive numbers. He's a positive 1, so it's like anything above the zeros, you know, is good. So it's like, yeah. I don't know.
If I was gonna
hedge bets, it's like I would vote for the Taurus guy too.
Okay.
But have the Aries guy as a great friend to go out and have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I feel like there's something there. I'm not really sure, but no matter how far away we are from each other, it's something draws us back. I'm like, okay, there's something. I don't know what it is, but there's something. And I don't know. And I'm like, wow. I mean, all of the people that I've met in my life, some kind of way, we meet back again, some kind of way. I don't know why, but there's something. So I'm like, I don't know. But I do think that's the Taurus would probably be the one to settle down with. But until I get that out of my system, I guess the Aries would be the good one. Yeah, because it wouldn't be fair. I mean, you know, if you still have that ripping and running, you need to do it before you settle it down. So, yeah.
I think they used to call it planting your wild oats.
That's it. Yes. That's what my mother would say.
I had a friend back in 1986 that, you know, we just never got together at the right time. At the time I met him, he was single. I was married. Then we got in a band together. And then I divorced my first husband while he was engaged to his new girlfriend. And then, you know, now he's crossed over. He crossed over last year, and he hangs around me a lot. But I've always felt there was that, you know, connection from past lives there.
Yeah, see, that's what I feel like there's something, because from the very first day that I met him, they were playing at a group, playing at a club in New York, and it was bam. And I was like, wow, I like him. And ever since that day, I mean, we would be on the phone for hours and hours, and his band members would be like, y'all still on the phone? Oh, my God, get off
on
the phone. Oh, I mean, yeah, we would be on the phone for hours, and then, you know, I would go see him, and it was crazy. I'm like, okay, and like I said, and then I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and then I started seeing him again, Then he got married, then I had kids, then I didn't see him for a while, and back again, and now we're back again. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Time to reach for that friendship. All right, well, thank you, Alana, for calling in, and it's like we got some other people we gotta talk to.
Yes, ma'am.
Come back.
Well, you guys have a good day, and thank you, and I'll call you back and let you know what happened.
Yeah, I'd love it.
All righty.
All righty, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And our next person here is going to be, whoops, if my back office will do here. Okay, there we go. Area code 832. 832, you're on with us.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
This is Susan. Yeah. I've got a question about work and career. I do these temporary contract jobs. I prefer to have a full-time position, but it's all I've been able to get here for the past couple of years. And I finished a really good contract job with a big corporation. It was only 3 months, but it ended last July, and it went really well. And I was hoping to get another contract through them, but right now I am working with a company that I only work 2 days a week, and it's just not enough. And my question, the main question is, do you see me getting something full-time, even if it's a contract or a permanent, but, you know, it's more hours per week soon? And my other question is, I emailed my supervisor that I worked under that three-month contract, which, like I said, ended this July of 2012, I sent her an email just telling her thank you and everything. I did this about 2 weeks ago, and I just told her if there's anything else that comes up on the horizon now or in the future to please let me know. And she would always email me back during the contract. And, you know, she could be on vacation, but I was just wondering, is she ever going to get back with me? That's my sub-question. My main question is about if you see something coming up that's permanent.
Okay, first of all, on the supervisor, she is very happy with your work, very happy, but I'm just feeling like there's nothing available right now, and she's trying to work through some things. I see some changes coming for that company that they're reorganizing, restructuring, and she's kind of tied up in that right now.
Yeah. Okay, so she's just real busy. It's not like she doesn't want to get back with me.
Yeah,
she's just
ignoring you. It's just she's not sure how to answer you right now because things are changing, and she's not sure where she's going to be with things. They're going through some sort of reorganization, and it seems to be everyone's doing that this month. I'm not sure why, but everyone seems to be wanting to change the way they do things, move forward, more technology, get themselves out there and promoted better. And I realize that you're a part of that, but hang in there because, you know, the shift will come. They will get settled into what they're doing. And as far as you, I'm seeing that what you need to do is gather as many references you have and maybe put yourself out there in the public on your own.
You know, do you have a website?
Pardon me?
Do you have a website?
No, I don't.
That would be a good way to get that. Get yourself into all of the search engines. Maybe find a directory that you can get yourself put into that people can refer and see you and contact you.
Okay.
Get those references, though, because those references speak volumes.
Yeah.
Those testimonials.
You can even post, like, your reference letters on your site and that kind of stuff.
Kelly, did you want to give her a birth card?
Yeah. If she wants to give me her birthday, I'll take a look real quick.
Sure. December 4. And then do you need the year?
That's always good for the yearly stuff, yes.
I'm sorry. My phone keeps breaking
cutting
up.
Out.
I've got a really bad connection. I move around, and I'm trying to get where it will come in. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need the year?
Yes.
Okay. 1956.
Same year as me.
Gonna say.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
December 4th. Aha, you're Ace of Diamonds, Three of Spades. Okay, yep, and Ace of Diamonds are about. Get your life lessons that way. sometimes people are about, of course, you know, starting things, and you're always a real good starter. Let's see. So that makes, this is your 50. This, oh, you haven't had your birthday yet this year, though, have you? So you're 50,
no.
55? Okay.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. Okay.
Mine's not far after you. I'm December 28th.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are both December, right? That's funny. Okay, let's see. And that is for that one. 55. What do you got going for the year? You have... And this is really interesting because your long range for the year is a six of diamonds. So it's like this is a year for, I'll say kind of like karmic paybacks financially type of thing. So it's like you've been really focused on finances and things like that for this year. In your particular, okay, let's see, you got spades working hard there. Let's see, in that particular, just going to look and see what exact planetary ruler you're in at the moment here. I'm thinking it's 7, okay, 822. You're in Uranus, so it's the planet of unexpected things, and then Neptune doesn't start till October 13th. So Uranus started 822, so you are, what's happening there? You have a Queen of Clubs and an Ace of Clubs. Okay, so a lot of things, it's going to be learning. It's going to be something with learning, and it's like in that Neptune goes in, it's also Ace of Clubs. Where a good focus for you would be with that, with those influences in that, is kind of like maybe, I don't know, like picking up some new stuff. It's like kind of like maybe I'll say picking up some new tools, something like that. It's like I'm not sure what kind of like, you know, contracting things you do or stuff like that, but maybe just kind of add a new stone to your bag or something like that. I mean, kind of like add a new, if you could take like an online class or something else and just put something else new that you can add in and say, you know, I also do this, you know, something like that. Does that make sense, what I'm saying there? If you
yeah,
have that opportunity.
It's just that I've got to get work. I've got to get some work here. That's just it's just depressing me, you know. But, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. For this particular one, it's okay. And you have some very good intuitive abilities of your own and creative influences. It gives you a lot of success almost in any field where mind power, creativity, and intuition can be applied. You've got a lot of ideas, bits of information that's just going to kind of like appear in your mind. So it's like if you don't already have a notebook, get yourself a little notebook and just say, you know, those brainstorm ideas. Many of those, and jot them down, put a date by and put what your idea is, and it's like, because many of those could be really helpful in your personal life. Things, you might be more impatient than usual, and just be careful while you're driving, okay? In general, it's going to be a productive and a delightful period of mental success. Okay, good friendships there. And, of course, networking is good friendship stuff, too, so that makes a lot of sense. Okay, and just as far as, and this is, I'm going to borrow one from. We had Tony and Amy on for a while there, and one of the things that he would always tell people, it's kind of like write your love to the universe. It's take what you want, the way you want to see things. And I don't know if you've ever seen or heard or listened to The Secret, but it's like kind of manifest. You know, kind of write down what your ideal situation is. Say, you know, I would like to find. You know, I would like to have. Someone contact me, I would like, you know, this kind of situation, you know, better productivity, you know, whatever it is. It's like, just kind of write it as you can visualize it. And it's like, and then focus on, you know, kind of like the little ant thing. It's like, you know, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Don't get bogged down in being depressed, because that doesn't help. That kind of puts you in a downward spiral. Now, interestingly enough, too, is like the Ace of Clubs in the Uranus period represents the beginning of a new job or new way of communicating. People often purchase computers or upgrade their computers under that influence. Aces are beginnings. Uranus can relate to real estate, your job, or something like computers or high-tech items. Under this influence, your answers come from unusual sources, like your own intuition. Okay, unusual knowledge is desired, sometimes hidden information or information about work matters. You might receive a letter about work or about a real estate transaction. Your intuition is really strong in this time period, and it can just bring you invaluable information that benefits you in many areas. So listen carefully. Trust what you hear from the voice within. So it's like, and I always recommend on that one is like, you know, prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening. So you want to do the equal parts of, you know, prayer and meditation both. But it looks like it's a really good work influence. So it's like you may have something, you know, coming in the mail. It may not be a check in the mail, maybe a contract in the mail. So it's like, focus and really be positive about, you know, say, this one gentleman on The Secret, it's like, it was so funny. He says, I just started, you know, I says, I was already getting bills in the mail. He says, I'm starting visualizing checks in the mail. So he says, you know, I still get bills, but now I get more checks and bills. So, you know, kind of visualize, say, what do I expect? What do I want to see? Because the one gentleman that does that, he says, thoughts become things. So it's like, watch your thoughts, because what you're putting out there with that law of attraction is you will attract you more of what you really focus on. So keep your, you know, keep your focus on really positive things. Don't get depressed with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm just having a horrible connection here on this cell phone. I'm about ready to throw in the trash. But, yeah, I can listen to it on the archives. I'm sorry. But
okay.
I think it does.
No problem. Okay. Every other word you heard, it might make sense. Okay, I got it.
Sure.
Visualize what it is you want for yourself. Live it like you already have it would be my short take on that.
Right.
Okay. All right. But I wanted to ask you what you told me before. You said that the best thing for me to do is to put my references and my resume out to more sources. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And but you felt that this other company, and I'm sorry my phone had cut out during part of it, you felt that she was very happy with my work, but they're going through a lot of restructuring right now. Did you feel that she might contact me in the future, or did you have any feeling about it?
I do, but I don't think it's going to be really soon, as soon as you would need it to be to get your money flowing, which is why you need to get these other avenues going for yourself, so that you have something in the meantime.
Okay, but you think that maybe she might, my question is, do you think in the future there might be an opportunity again with that corporation?
Yes.
Oh, you do feel that. That's okay.
Yeah.
So you think
just
she'll contact me? Sorry?
It just won't be soon, that's all. And I want you to be able to get your work out there with other companies so that you have something in the meantime. I really feel a good relationship with this last company you worked with. I just feel like that you can't be of service right now till they know where they're going.
Okay, but you do think that they may bring me work in the future again, is what you're feeling?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but it may not be until October, November, December, something like that.
I'm not seeing probably the end of the year.
Okay. All right, I do appreciate your help, and you all have a great day.
Oh, you
all
too.
Right.
Unless there's something else you want to tell me, go ahead.
So, well, just call. Make sure you call us back, and you know, and let us know how things are going. And it's like, you know, this would be a good time to work on, you know, building your website, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of those free sites out there. It's like, I'm trying to think of, you know, like I want to say Yelp, or there's Linda, tell me some of the websites, because I know there's places that you can get free websites, and she'd be, you know, really good. You know, use the time right now to get on while she's got a little bit of downtime and get her website and get her, you know, resume polished up and that kind of stuff so she shines.
Yeah, there's and two on Facebook too is another way to get started. You know, getting a business page up on there. And you can do it's called bid advertising. They will it's called penny bid. You know, it goes by 1 cent increments up to however much exposure you want. But they will put them on various people's walls, their pages, when they go in. And they will see those ads along the right side there. So you can get out to more people that way.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay.
Thank
you very much. Uh-huh.
Sure.
All righty. Thank you. And call back and let me know. All right. Awesome Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and we have another one. It's like, let's see, did we forget any of our service announcements? We got three people to go, but we got some time here. We got a little bit of time here. It's like, I keep thinking we're missing something here, Linda, that we're supposed to be saying.
Oh,
and I just like,
we are. We need you to talk about that wonderful coffee and tea.
Business opportunities. See, that's what I wanted to tell her about. It's like, how do you feel about coffee? If you drink coffee and would like to share with your neighbors, it's like you can get coffee income. Yes, you can. And Jethro is offering. Is he still doing the coffee and tea special. So it's like if anybody wants a reading with him this month, they can place that order with him and get either a, depending on what you buy, either a 30 or 45 minute reading with him. And that's you can do that by either calling my number at 719-289-4907 or call Jethro's number at 928-284-0437 and tell him I want that copy reading. And it's like he can, either one of us can get that going and schedule that in. Let's see. And how do we get a hold of you? It's like I haven't been very good at the posting here. It's like Linda's got some fantastic music CDs out there. It's like she's doing her special this month. What is it, two for $20 plus the shipping?
Yeah, 34 songs.
34 songs, exactly. And it's like I know Jethro was taking that on the road, and he was all excited because people were down in Tennessee, down in Bible Belt, were going, yeah. And it's like, and from the ones I've heard on here, it's like, I wish you'd post some more of your stuff. It's like, I'd like to hear more of them. It's like, you've got five songs on here. I'm going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm actually planning to put together a YouTube video sampler of my music. And,
cool.
I was talking with Sandra Green from our other show, which is now Psychic Learning Connection. It used to be Living in the Psychic Realm. And
there
we go. I'm
going to
work on getting digital downloads of that so I can make that even more, you know, affordable for people.
Cool. Very cool. That was the other part. It's like, and I know he's going to be on this afternoon. I didn't catch what time, but it's like that show is still going on. And Jeff was going to be on that this afternoon at 714-333-3354. I just didn't catch what time it is, but it's like, yeah, that's the Psychic Learning Connection. Is that what it is? That's the,
yes,
the name
it is.
The...
In fact,
okay.
I designed a new logo for it last night.
Oh, cool. All righty. Sounds good. All right. Well, let's see. Let's get to our next caller here because we're having people call and we're still having a full queue here. So it's like we're making headway and we've got time. We've got about 15 minutes left here. So 50, that's 50, not area code 281, you're on live with Linda.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. My name is Ian. And last few months, whatever, like, things were, like, very, very, like, weird or whatever. So I couldn't, like, feel certain things. I can, like, see certain things and stuff. Like, my dreams are just, like, weird, you know? And I'm, like, wondering, like, why, you know? So, but, yeah.
Okay, Ken. Well, it's a time
Ian.
Of great
it's
awakening.
It's Ian. Ian.
Yes.
Oh, Ian.
There we
yes.
go.
Okay. All right, Ian. It's a time of great awakening right now, and people are having things that are beyond the normal five senses going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we have a closer connection now with our loved ones on the other side, our guides, and even
mm-hmm.
those from outside this planet. And
okay.
you will begin to notice that you're seeing things at night that are like shadows moving that are not explainable. Sometimes you'll see orbs. Sometimes you'll be like
yes.
looking at something and you'll see a dot in your peripheral vision. Or you will be hearing things at night. It sounds like somebody's got a radio on in the distance and you can hear the type of voice, but you can't
yes.
make out what they're saying. This
yeah.
what's going on for you. Yes, yes. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yes.
It's all part of our awakening, getting to know who we are, how we're connected. We're just spirit, energy, being, and having a physical experience. And they're just trying to reach out to you now. You know, now that you've awakened your third eye, you've awakened your ear chakras, and yes, we do have chakras in our ears, it's going to continue to get more clear. You're going
really?
To be able to develop all of your clairs. You're going to be able to communicate with spirit on a regular basis. You will know when somebody is thinking of you. It will just come to you automatically.
Yes.
You're already getting to the point where you think of somebody and they either call you on the phone or they show up
yes.
at your door, or, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations. This is so normal.
Oh. Well, it's like almost like that is like well I can like read like minds and stuff. It's like where I can like just like read like minds or whatever and stuff and I can like
yes, it's called
like basically like send like thoughts or whatever and stuff. Like when I send those like thoughts or whatever it's
telepathic communication.
Like it actually like works or whatever, you know? So it's just like weird. But I guess that like you're like right or whatever. But like ever since I was like younger, I mean, I could like see things or whatever, and I would just like basically like laying like bed, and I would just say, God, I don't like want to see these things. I would just like know things. It was weird. I mean, I would like wish things, and it was like bam, like there it was. Even like when I was a kid, you know. So like it's like now.
And now you want to get those abilities back because God, I want them to go away. It's like he's going, okay, your wish is my command. So now you got to call him back and say, wait, I changed my mind. Can I have him back?
Yeah, that's
like
that. True.
Yeah. Yes, this is who you are. And it's perfectly normal to be scared of things when we're young because nobody else can relate to what we're going through. And you think that people are going to think you're weird and strange if you talk about it, and especially if you have something happen right in front of someone else. So we tend to tamp those down and away from us and like, I just want a normal life, you know, but truly this is our normal life. Everyone else
I see.
Asleep.
I see. Wait, I'm like, one last thing or whatever, like, do you see, I'm basically like loving my life, like soon or whatever, because I've been like going like through like a lot of whatever, like life or whatever from like the ones I love, you know, and I know, like it's like, now I feel like I just want like real love, like that. Like, real, real love, and I feel like it's just, like, things are just bad right now. I mean, I, like basically, like, dropped out of school or whatever because I saw this, like, this hypnotist or whatever to fix my speech problem, and it's like, he just, like, messed my mind up or whatever, and it's like, I, like, slowed down or whatever to, like, fix my speech problem. I guess, like, this guy, like, wanted to slow me down, but it's like, I had to drop out of school and stuff, and, like, things just got, like, worse. It's like, I get so, like, nervous around other people. It's like, just like weird now, it's like I can just like feel things more, you know, and it's just like so strange. So, but
yeah, you
but
have
I guess,
to pay attention to your intuition.
Yeah.
If you're feeling
yeah.
like somebody is bringing you down, and you can't do anything to bring them up to your level, then you kind of have to back off. You have to distance yourself so that you're not dragged down emotionally and spiritually.
Yes. Yeah. It's okay. Well, thank you for your help and guidance.
Well, thank you, Ian. Let us know how things go. I'm excited for all of the things that are going to be happening for you outside of the physical. You know, the traveling and the dreams are going to become very strong teaching tools for you.
Oh, that's
so
like weird
stuff.
Or whatever. Because I had a dream like the day before, like yesterday or whatever, where it's like I dreamt of like this like blue book or whatever, and it's like, the one that, like, had this, like, blue book, they had so much power, you know? And it's, like, actually, like, got this, like, blue book or whatever and stuff. And it's, like, everybody in that realm, like, wanted that, like, blue book from me. I was, like, no, you know? So it's just, like, weird or whatever. Like, you actually said that. Like, because I had that dream or whatever. And just, like, felt so, like, real in a sense. I was just, like, wow, like, what did that dream mean? You know?
Yeah, so. That's what that blue book means. It's knowledge and power. Your internal power.
Yes. Oh.
And that's a positive.
Okay, well, thank you. Huh? Wait, what?
I said it's a positive thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, okay. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything. You guys are great and stuff. So, yeah. All right.
Well, thanks. And call back in again.
Yes, okay.
I appreciate hearing from you. Have a good one.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye. All righty. And here we have area code 510. 510, you're on with Linda.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Yes. I was wondering if you might be able to tell me when I'm going to meet my husband.
Okay, can I have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Annie.
Oh, you are. I'm actually getting that you're a very good with children. The husband that you're going to need is going to need to be very patient and tolerant of children. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. And I'm actually seeing this not necessarily that, you know, all children of your own, but, you know, being mentors to other children that need you. You are very spiritually enlightened. You give off such a really good energy around people that they're comfortable. and there's some problem kids coming in your life that aren't, you know, from you giving birth to them, but once you're going to meet, and this husband of yours in the future here is going to partner up with you to help, like a kids center where kids can go that are safe away from, you know, troublesome bullies and that, spiritual children, children that are already awakening at a young age. And I see I'm actually seeing that coming within the year, by this time next year.
Oh, the center?
I don't know if you'd just be opening your home to them or if you're going to actually have a physical center for them to go to, but I see you like taking them on picnics in the park and teaching them nature appreciation and respecting the earth and things of that nature. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, no, that feels right. I know I have like a childlike energy, and I love kids, and that makes sense. No, that makes sense, because I know we're coming into a time where, you know, everyone's becoming enlightened, and some might be scared of it, and others might be resistant to it. So,
you're going to provide them safe haven so that they can be free to be who they are.
That's beautiful.
Kelly, did you want to give her a birth card real quick?
Sure. It's like, just need your month, day, and year.
9677.
9677. Wow, I feel old. That was the year I graduated from high school. Oh, let's see. The 9-6. Okay, wow. Five of Diamonds and Queen of Spades. Okay, your birth card is this Five of Diamonds, and your planetary ruler is a Queen of Spades. Five of Diamonds, people, you have a lot of, I'll say, changeable energy, transitional energy. It's like life changes a lot for you. And you get a lot of your lessons through finance and through values. And it's like the actual name of your card is called the Seeker of Worth. You've got a share of challenges and share of gifts. Like all fives, you kind of don't like routine. You kind of don't like anything that pretends to limit your freedom or kind of put you in a box. You can kind of be a wanderer, or if you don't move from, you know, home to home, it's like you might rearrange your furniture on a regular basis. Sometimes it feels like you kind of maybe never settle down for anything long enough to make a payoff. But, you know, in your case, it's like you're looking for a defined value in a relationship, you know, or a job, and stay with it and create some security, and kind of give yourself a base. Your main areas of restlessness include work and relationships. You've got this inner sense of kind of dissatisfaction, but you really want to accomplish something of value and gain stability in your life and really contribute and give back, you know, two things, to the planet, I guess. Those two ideals sometimes conflict. It's kind of this trick, you know, a balancing act to find a career that gives you both. For a lot of times, you know, sales are the work of choice, but it's like, you know, we're looking at children. It's like that would be a good thing, that you can relate to people on all levels, and it gives you great success in that area. You can have some financial losses in life, usually situations where your kind-hearted nature kind of costs you a great deal. You've got a closely associated with the Nine of Diamonds card. It makes you really a very giving person. It kind of tells us that there's outstanding debts to be paid in this life, kind of from some past things. You're givers who love to share your resources with your family and close friends, though sometimes you seem to be taken advantage of by others, and you might, you know, kind of not feel good about that. You might kind of be a little bit resentment. But for that, giving is both a gift and a lesson. You're inherently spiritual. You're situated in the Neptune column, and you know what is of true value. Your knowledge extends into the metaphysical realm, psychic realms, intuition, and you've got a great ability in that area. Your challenge comes in practicing what you know. You come into this life with a certain amount of karma, which kind of takes some work, hard work, to discharge that. And you really have to work at it. I'll put it this way: if you don't work at it, you have more problems than it's worth. Okay, you got to practice what you know, do what it takes to get the job done, and just, you know, be on it. Kind of like that Nike swish. It's like, just do it. You've got a really strong Neptune influence, and it creates a desire to help others as a part of your life's work. And if you align yourself with the higher purpose ideal, you can become the creators of your destiny and have a lot more success and fulfillment. Your first 45 years of life are the most challenging. Your life improves considerably as you get older. You often come to a crossroads in this what they call the midlife crisis, because when we hit age 44, it's the pre-birth year, and 45 is your rebirth year. And it's like that's where you have the opportunity, where the cards are laid out in this system. It's 45-year increments. So it's like people, you know, get into this midlife crisis, and it's all of a sudden you've had 45 years on the planet to learn, and then you all of a sudden go, you know what, I'm going to take this to a higher ops. People all of a sudden go, wow, you know, what happened? Changed. I didn't know you anymore. You know, but it's like people just, you know, kind of shift that gear and go, I'm going to do this better. I'm going to make my next 45 years, because these cards are laid out for 99 years. So it's just, they're really optimistic for people. In relationships, you're restless and changeable romantically. Sometimes you have issues with commitments, or if it's not you and per se, it's like sometimes you project that and you draw in somebody who has, you know, problems making that commitment, okay? Sometimes you have difficulty just getting that relationship to work for an extended period of time, but you're really romantic. You want to share love. You know, you got a lot of charm, you know, a lot of romanticness. It's like you've got this Jack of Clubs and a Venus, and another Jack, the Jack of Diamonds as a karma card. And, you know, you're really, you would be the flowers and roses kind of person. Okay, you're attracted to those of wit and creativity, and you can, you know, be really charming. But sometimes they say about the diamond people, it's like if you're with a diamond people, their partners have a price on their head. It's like you kind of mentally put some kind of price tag on your partner. That's the calculating moment. And sometimes love is a mental game to you, and sometimes you lose sight of, you know, your feelings, because you get kind of wrapped up, you know, in analyzing and analyzing things, you know, the concepts of love. So your challenge there is kind of to get out of your head and get into your heart and, like, feel it rather than just think it. Okay. Okay. Contact with get some books, other educational material about love and relationships has always a really positive, tremendous impact on you, and it brings you up to this higher level of more happiness. And it's like I will say, John Gray's, if you haven't read that one, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I read that and I learned more about myself than actually I did about my husband. I was like going, oh, you know, it's like, well, I learned about the cave and the rubber band. I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense. You know? But the whole concept of marriage and that yearning for intimacy that love requires is sometimes a major challenge for you. And it's just, you know, you're going to deal with often during the course of your life. Because of being a five, you often do not want to return to the confinement of the, quote, box. You know, it's like you feel like a jack-in-the-box marriage, you know, can represent. You want to, explore and undertake new adventures. But sometimes it's like marriage doesn't have to be I'm stuck in the box, you know, or I'm stuck in, you know, with the confines and limitations. It's just like what Linda says. It's like, you know, you want to find a partner who's got that same kind of vision. And it's like you can both be free together, which would be ideal. So it's like, there you go.
And sometimes I feel like I don't want to end up like everyone else. It's like the same thing that I see, you know, and I'm scared to kind of go there.
Yep, exactly.
I don't want to be everyone's, like, most people are comfortably uncomfortable, and I just don't want to end up like that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, again, it's like this is I'm going to borrow another page from Tony's book there. It's like write out your ideal, you know, ideal situation of what you would like to see in a mate. And it's like, you know, what you'd like to see in a partner. And say, you know, I'd like him to have, you know, these qualities, this would work, you know, whatever. And when you're visualizing that, don't visualize and say, oh, well, oh, my goodness, it's like, you know, if he was like this, it's like, no, you want to be on the open up and go, I need a person like this. It's like, so if you're looking for a particular lid to fit the pot, as my grandma would say, it's like you want to look for the, you know, the lid that is the right size and the right fit. So it's like make it a right fit, visualize, you know, to yourself, write it down, you know, write your little letter to the universe, post it on your bathroom mirror and go, you know, so you can see it every day and go, okay, this is a partner I'm drawing into me. There's another exercise that you can do to link with a person that you want to bring in. It's, I don't know if you're familiar with the chakras, but it's like visualize this in a big center, like about the size of a plate over your heart. See it in rainbow colors. And it's like what you do is you build, like, you know, like you've seen the links of chains. Build your rainbow chain about 2 or 3 feet out from you. And it's like, and you just kind of, you know, you kind of leave an open link on the end there. And you say, this is where I would like, you know, my partners, my future partners' link to connect with me, because they don't actually grow roots into you, which is not a good thing. It's like you actually go out there, and it's kind of like holding hands with them out on that spiritual level. So connect with them out there on that spiritual level using those rainbow links, and it's like, and draw that person in. It's like once you put that out there, and put that focus on, you know, this is the kind of person I would like to have. It's like, you know, bring me the right person, you know, et cetera. It's like you'll, you know, get rid of those fears of like, oh, my goodness, it's like, you know, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be this way. So think of what you said there. It's like, I don't want my relationship like this. So the flip it around is, what do I want? It's like, because if you focus on what you don't want, you're going to bring that in. You need to focus on what you do want. So put it in a really positive aspect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with Kelly 100%.
So do I get the rainbow links come from my heart chakra, you said?
Right. It's like, you know, just, and it's just a visualization. It's just like, you know, when you sit down and do meditation, just like imagine it. So, like, you know, because anything you can visualize, they found that back in the Olympics, back in the 80s, when they said, you know, it was called visual motor rehearsal or whatever, and they found that they could actually improve Olympic athletes' performances by just having them visualize running their event or doing whatever their event was, and they hooked them up to all these, you know, electric things, and I said the same muscles when they were running their event in their mind, the same muscles in their body would fire as when they were actually out on the track doing it or whatever. So they said they found out that, you know, you can visualize what you want to actualize, and which is exactly what Rhonda Byrne in The Secret said, that Mike Dooley came and says, you know, thoughts become things. So you visualize what you want, not what you don't want, and it's like, and make it happen. So it's like, just, yeah, with that big plate, you know, just kind of visualize that chakra, you know, really open. Visualize it in rainbow. It's like, you know, you want a rainbow of flavors, okay?
Right.
But it's like, you know, you're kind of a rainbow person yourself there. You know, you've got a lot of facets to you, just like when light hits a diamond, it's like, you know, how it rainbows off, and it's the prismatic thing. And that's what you want. If you kind of want that person who has, you know, the same kind of rainbows and the same kind of facets that you do, and it's like, you know, because you like that variety. It's like, you know, when you just have one person, it's like, I'm the little green man and a little green car and a little green tie. It's like, well, that can get, yes, it's like, I like green, but, you know, I like the other colors too. So draw in that rainbow person who's going to be, you know, be that, represent that freedom, and you won't be tied down. It's like you'll have, instead have a partner that you run with. But, yeah, just visualize, you know, like chain links, you know, like you go to a hardware store and see what a link of chain, you know, looks like, maybe like the interlinks, except just make it rainbow light. It's like you just make them out of rainbow light, and it's like you put that out there so they can connect with you without invading your space, okay? Because you don't want a space invasion. You want someone who is partnering out there, you know, put the open hand on the end of the link of the chain, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and they're adding something for you too. The rainbow that she's talking about pertains to the children you'll be working with.
Cool.
Oh. So I know I'm going to be working with children in like a year. Do you know when I'm going to actually meet my husband? Like if it's going to be anytime.
I think it's about 5 to 6 months.
In 5 to 6 months, I'll meet him.
Yep. And you can't meet him when you're sitting behind your own door. It's like you need to get out in public.
Yeah.
He's got a better chance of finding you if you're out there reading that book in the park than you are if you're at home on the sofa reading it, okay? You need to be in public.
By any chance, do you have a visual on him or know how I meet him?
But you know what? Oh, do you? Do you get something, Linda?
Actually, I do. He's
cool.
Going to be one of those people that is not really popular. You know, he doesn't have a lot of women chasing after him. He's your average-looking guy. He's very quiet. And I actually see a tan uniform-type shirt on, so I think he's in some sort of trade-type business, like UPS-type brown shirt. Not a UPS thing on there, but that type of shirt. I see him actually sitting in a mall. So I don't know if you go to a mall regularly.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense? That makes sense for you? Okay.
Great.
And you are, okay. And the one thing I will say is, like, I kind of looked up your what's going on. It's like right now you're currently in your Neptune time period. So whatever's going on, you have this 9 of spades in your Neptune time frame. The 9s usually indicate you're finishing something up. It's about completions. So it's like there's something that you need to, like, you know, complete at this point in time. And actually it says it can bring either an illness or an accident related to, like, water, drugs, alcohol, or traveling. So I'd say drive safely, okay? Or it could be a disappointment related to, like, you know, a trip or different affairs. There's a possibility of, like, either hidden illness, you know, in your family, something like that, or disappointment. So there's some kind of association with traveling, or, you know, just be careful if you go into parties, you know, don't do the drugs and alcohol thing. But there's, you know, with traveling, it's like there's going to be some disappointments. But it can also represent a fulfillment if you're kind of involved in helping others and, you know, humanitarian work. Entirely possible that a long-time cherished dream or occupation of yours could, like, you know, come to an end or be lost, or, you know, you're going to be changing things. It could be something that you've been worrying about losing from time to time. So, you know, if so, don't be afraid or disappointed. It's an ending that's coming about, and it's the best thing for you and everyone else in your life. If you kind of let it go, you know, like, don't try to hang on to it, let it go. You can look at it as this is a graduation from, you know, whatever this was. It can, you know, I kind of look at it like high school graduation. You know, it's like you work so many years, and it's like, you know, all of a sudden you graduate, and it's like, oh my goodness, that door closed, this other door is opening. So you're going to have some kind of event happening where it feels like the door to this, you know, whatever it is, you know, person, place, thing, you know, traveling, whatever, closes, and you've got another door opening. So it's like, that's kind of, I think that's what the fork is what Linda's kind of indicating there. It's like, you know, you're going to have this door opening to, you know, working with children and a relationship coming in. So it's like, but I'm not sure what the closing door is. So there's something that
is
coming, you know.
I think that might be my current job.
Aha.
I know
that.
I think it's imminent that, you know, I know I'm no longer, it served my purpose, and, you know, it helped me kind of get back in there, and I know that's not where I'm meant to be, so I know that I'm going to be transitioning soon, and I'm hoping to transition soon.
It's something you enjoy doing. Do what you love, and the money will follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's what it is. I know it's coming soon.
All right. Well, is that helpful?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All righty, and go back in. You know, we always like to know how things pan out and how things are going. So it's like, and there's no limit. I've had people, you know, go, is there any limit, you know, that, you know, we can call in? Because we've had some people call in and go, oh, we thought we could only, you know, like call in, like, you know, once every 3 weeks or once a month. I was like, well, no, if you guys want to call in every day, if you got questions, it's like we have different people on every day, so call in and ask.
I will. Everyone
thank you so
different
much.
Perspectives and gets different information, so it rounds things out better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much, Larry.
All righty. Well, thank you.
We'll
talk to you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And we have three left, and we've got 23 minutes. Okay. So here we go. We got a little bit of time here. Okay. Area code 440. 440, you're on with us.
Hi. My name is Tony, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Linda and Kelly. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Saw you logged into chat. It's like, I'm glad we had somebody get blogged out earlier. It's like, I'm glad you got in chat and managed to stay in there and blog didn't kick you off.
Yeah. Yep. Linda, I gather you were born in the year of the pig from a caller or two before? The Chinese astrology?
55 or 50, let's see. 55? What year were you born?
I was born the year of the monkey, 56.
You're the monkey. There we go.
Oh, 56. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I did some math wrong. anyway, my question is about work. I'm a machinist, out of work, a specific type of machinist, pretty technical. And I've got resumes out, have interest in a couple of companies, haven't heard anything yet. Just wondered what you saw coming up for me, if I should be looking out for anything in particular or anything that would help me.
I see that there's one that you almost match qualifications on, but there are some areas that you don't, and you might want to consider trying to get a little bit of training to kind of round that out. I don't know if you've investigated the company as to how everything works as far as what they do with their machining and stuff. But there might be some types of machines or something that you don't actually have experience on. And if you could study up on those so that if they ask you about them, you'd at least be aware of them. And then when you go into, you know, do the job, you'd have some background and the training would go much quicker. So it's a matter of investigating, finding out what it is they have that's different from what you're used to, and then kind of reading up on how to do that.
Okay, that kind of sounds like a company that, the company that I'm very interested in. So I guess I'm assuming that that's the company that I might work for eventually?
I think so. Excuse me. I think it's just a matter of rounding out your education on their particular machines and their technology before you go into that interview. Because not necessarily what's on that resume is what's going to get you hired. It's what you actually know.
Gotcha. And does, if I give you the name, would it kind of ring a bell or anything for you? Or?
Sure.
Geyer Precision. Guy's name is Tom.
They sound very up and coming. They sound like right now they're not that well known, but they've got big things planned for their company. I see that. They're going to be expanding in the next couple years.
Awesome.
I had a couple questions I wanted to ask you. I want to look up some stuff with your birth date real quick. Could you tell me that? And it's like, and the other thing that keeps hammering me is geographical. What's your geographical location? It's like, because are a company that is, you know, gonna like move or something? It's like, would you be able to like relocate to a different geography or something like that? It's like, where are you currently at? And it's like, where would you be able to relocate to?
Let's see. You want to know my birthday? Is you asked that?
Yeah,
first,
yeah.
Or?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Got three things there. I know you said you were having trouble from here and there. It's like, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm born September 14th, 1967. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and we're pretty much settled. I've got wife, kids. Kids are just one's starting high school, the other one's in middle school. But the company that I think you guys are, the Geyer Precision is, 45 minutes away from here, half hour tops.
You have a commute, okay. It's
within
commuting. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually worked with a guy that was part owner of the company at one time and another person that was a supervisor for the guy, but this was a long time ago. So... And I know the guy is a super knee freak, which I guess I am too, being a Virgo. I still have, I haven't heard
that
anything from him. Yeah, I think it would, but I just haven't heard anything, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do here soon.
Right. Okay.
Now, my first thing is kind of bug your the guy that you've worked with, not, you know, to excess, but kind of let him know you're interested. Reminding.
I've let both of them know and haven't really heard back from either one of them.
Wow, okay. I'm kind of doing a look here and just seeing where the cards are for you this year. It's like a 6, 7, 8, 7, 9, 7, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 45. Oh, okay. So you are going to be turning 45. You're 44 right now, and you're going to be 45. So this really applies to you. It's like this is your rebirth year, or your pre-birth year, and you're going into that. So you're having your quote midlife crisis that they always talk about. Okay. So
not really. I'm fine.
You're fine. All right, that's good. But it's like what you're looking at for this year is your long range. You got a seven of spades in there, which is, it's called the card of fate. So it's like, whatever's going on with you, it's like, you know, hang on for the rodeo, because this has been really a year that's either tested your faith, and it's like where you've really had to kind of go, okay, you know, I will get through when my back's to the wall, you know, that's where help is going to come from, and it really does. So it's like, if you can kind of put it and not be anxious about it, you're going to be better off. What you also have going right now is you're in the Neptune time frame, and you've got a four of diamonds, which is, you know, really wanting that stability. Let's see, results, yeah. Negative patterns, okay. Let's see, and wanting that stability, okay, let's see, I had to stop and look at the seven. I wanted to look at that seven real quick and see if it had anything else for to add. Diamonds in Neptune. Okay, it's a good card for money. It indicates money made related to travel and foreign interests. Okay, care of others or in some secret way. You're somewhat protected in all your business dealings. It's a card of satisfaction in financial affairs, one where you can take time to enjoy the fruits of your labor, but it can also mean money made through inheritance, taxes, insurance, or in some way not, you know, readily manifest in some secret way. But it's like, you know, it looks like you have some kind of stuff, you know, going to happen. There's going to be some positive things going. So it's like, you know, don't get tweaked about it. Don't get worried about it. It's like good things are coming. And when you start, you know, after your birthday, like you're going to be in a time frame where you've got this Eight of Diamonds as the Mercury card, and it's like Eight of Diamonds is always about power. It's about, it's going to be power, about power and money and power and values. So it's like something there I'm going to say is probably going to manifest after your birthday. It's like sometime in September to October. It's like, you know, if you can tie a knot and hang on for that long, it's like it looks like you have some really positive things coming in there.
Just another week or so.
Another week? Yeah, that's right. Oh, my goodness, this is September. It's like, I was thinking this is August. You're right.
Yeah,
all right, so there you go.
Yeah, be a nice birthday present. Yeah, you know, ever since I was a kid, well, not a kid, but old enough to think about my future, I kind of always knew that my mid-40s would be my happiest time. And it kind of, it is, but I just feel like there's going to be more to it. I don't know how that...
The beginning of your happiest time. It's not the happiest time.
Oh, okay. That makes better sense. Okay.
Nice.
So,
have,
is there any...
Have a little... faith. It's like, mine keeps coming through. It's like going, have a little faith, have a little faith. You know, it's like, you know, with faith of a mustard grain, you know, you can move mountains. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Spiritual work, okay, because your long range of the where that Seven of Spades was, it's like it was a year of work and health difficulties, or a year of card of success and spiritual work. So it's like if you haven't talked to God lately, or it's like even if you have, it's like it's going to be a year when you kind of face squarely negative attitudes or patterns that have been accumulating. And it's like, my dad was a Virgo. I'm just going to say, I know you guys have some of that mental moment there where it's like you can tend to get in a rut. So it's like, you know, you need to look at that. Take that card kind of as a spiritual challenge. It's time to kind of take stock of thoughts, words, deeds, kind of see how you've created your world. And then when you see, you know, what you've created with thoughts, words, and deeds and actions, it's possible to actualize that card's potential for spiritual success. Your inner development is enormous with that card, and any problems you have this year have inner solutions. So if you see yourself as a source of your success and good health and take positive steps to create that work and health conditions you really want. It's called that card of faith, and it's one of the most important spiritual cards. And so for that reason, that possibility, success, and personal freedom, you know, that much greater. It's like, you know, just listen to that message and, you know, learn to live and walk as one who's surrounded by light, surrounded by God, you know, walk with the angels. So this, you know, this past year, your 44th year has been a year of adopting positive attitudes and habits related to work and health. So just learning to create good health and life. So you still got a week to work on that. Isn't that exciting? The crash course.
This is slightly on a different subject. It kind of piqued my curiosity when I read the blog talk for Linda today. The ET thing, I've been very interested in that kind of stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with Zachariah Sitchin's Anunnaki.
Yes,
and okay. I had the fortune to travel with Zechariah to the pyramids, went into them, read most of his books. And recently I kind of became friends with someone that's local to me, a guy by the name of Michael Lee Hill, only through Facebook. I live in Cleveland, and so does he. He lives pretty close. But he's been on, I don't know, one of those cable channels for ETs and stuff, and I guess he's got some kind of blood anomaly, which...
I do, too.
The high oxygen content thing?
Not on mine. I've got normal oxygen, it's just that my white blood cells are shaped differently.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Because I had contact at the age of 8 was when mine began. I'm 55 now. But, yeah, they restructured my DNA.
Okay. The thing that got me was he's video recorded UFOs off of Lake Erie quite a few times. And then he's got this account of him being somewhere in New York, and he met an Anunnaki that lives under Lake Erie, as strange as that sounds.
Not at all.
Not at all. So that whole Anunnaki thing has got some serious weight behind it, huh? With the 12th planet coming around soon, or at some point.
Night by room, yes.
Yep, yep. Okay, so, all right, so that's
tell you what,
be,
are you, you're on Facebook?
Yes, yes.
Okay, look up Continuum X Headquarters, and I posted the name of it there in the chat room. Get with me, and I'll get you with World UFO Group and CE5 Initiative. Very knowledgeable people in this.
Okay, I'm looking at you right now. Oh, it's a like page. Okay, I got
it's
you.
A, yeah, it's a community page on Facebook.
It says convert to peace with circles, colored circles on it.
Those are orbs.
Oh, sorry, orbs. Okay, gotcha. I'm liking it.
Cool. Then I can friend you, and then I can get you into these groups, and you can hear from Stephen Greer, Serious Documentary.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes. I yeah.
And we're
I'm
even
a coast
friends
to coast
with
listener.
Steve Pierce from the Fire in the Sky. He was one of the people that was in the story that they wrote about.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's those are they're basically the main aliens, or are there others? Or
oh,
are
there
they,
are a lot. I'm Pleiadian myself.
Okay. Pleiadian. Is
yeah,
it like,
we can get more into that if you connect with me on Facebook.
Sure. I'm sorry to take up your time. Okay.
Oh, no,
thank
no
you
worries.
Very much for the readings. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Well, call back in. It's like I know you've been on before, so it's like, you know, glad to hear from you. It's like, let us know how stuff goes, especially, you know, with jobs and all that good kind of stuff and your other enterprises there too. It's like that sounds really cool.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you. All righty. We got about 10 minutes and we got two more callers. Come on, Linda, we can do this.
All right.
All right. Area code 347. 347, you're on with us.
It is me. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Chadwick. I was just wondering when do you see any love in my life or where you see my career going?
Could I get your first name?
Chadwick.
Hmm.
Born September 20th.
I was going to tell you that you've got some spiritual work to do. You need to meditate and focus on what it is you want for career, because I'm seeing that what you've got now is not working for you. Is that making sense?
Yes, yeah, somewhat. Because I don't really. Right now, I'm watching, like, I take care of old people.
Right. I'm looking more towards spiritual hospice work instead of just caretaking. I think you can take the skills that you have and incorporate them into helping people with their time when they're getting ready to cross over, giving them the spiritual information they need to not be afraid to cross over, that there is so much more over there. And I think all that's going to require from you is a little bit of self-study, perhaps a little bit of practice on your part with tuning into spirit.
How would I do that? Like, how would I? I was going to ask you that, too, when my spiritual awakening is going to happen for me.
It's in the process of happening right now. You just need to understand it a little better, and you can do that through reading books on the subject. James Van Praagh is somebody that I recommend. And our own Jethro Smith has a story of his own life and his own awakening at a young age. That book is Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Smith. It's available.
Living in the Psychic Realm. All right.
And then James Van Praagh's book, Growing Up in Heaven, will help you too.
Growing
and you can get Jethro's book by contacting him at www.jethrosmith.net. You're writing all of this down, and
I'm kind of picturing it really, because I don't have a pen or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, all of that information is also in the episode too, I believe, and you can just go back there and write it down when you get a chance.
All right.
But yeah, just read up on it, study it, get to know it, and you know, it opens. Just reading about it can open you up a lot. Because you become aware of what is and what, you know, connects for you personally in this point in your life, and you know which way you can go from there.
Yeah.
But I really see hospice as something that you should consider, because I think you would be great at not only comforting the family that's about to be left behind, reassuring them that everything is going to be fine for their loved one, but also that you can help that loved one of theirs to cross over peacefully and, you know, have look forward to the process when the time comes, not to, to take the fear out of it for them.
Oh, okay. So, I was wondering, when is my love life?
I think you're going to meet someone with your new job. I really do.
What job is that?
Like I said, I see you going transitioning out of just caring for people and going more into hospice and caring for people.
Hospice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Isn't that like, what's the name of it?
Amy Cavanaugh, yes.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Amy Cavanaugh. Her her Facebook page is Awakening Claire.
What's her name? Amy Cavanaugh?
Amy Cavanaugh, C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H.
Hold on, I'm going to try and write this down.
Okay.
What is it again?
Amy Cavanaugh, C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H. And her Facebook page is Awakening Claire.
Awakening.
As in Claire sentience, Claire audience, that type of thing. She teaches how to clear your chakras and learn how to use your abilities to understand spirit.
Okay.
This would be a great self-study for you, is to get with her and see if you can have her mentor you in it. And then she can also walk you through what it's like to be a hospice worker, how to get involved in it.
What's her name again? Amy, I didn't get to write Amy. What is it?
Amy Cavanaugh.
C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H. Sorry.
C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H.
C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H.
U-G-H.
All right. Oh, Kevin, I think I've seen this name before. All right.
All right.
Our
sister show is going to be on, Jethro is going to be on that Psychic Learning Center, and that's going to be, if you want to, got something to write that down, if you call in at 714-333-3354.
714-333-3354.
Yeah, lots of threes in there. 333 and then 3354. So five threes in a row. I know. He's gonna be on today after we're on, and it's like, call and ask him that, because a lot of times he gets, you know, like Linda said, it's like he gets. Everybody has a little bit of different intuition. It's like different pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. It's like everybody has a different piece of it, but it kind of works together to make a whole picture.
Okay. Do you see around what time this is gonna happen? Like, I go into the hospice and all this?
It's not necessarily that you will, but I think it's something you should check out and consider. We do have free will and choice, but I'm really feeling this is a good direction for you. So
okay.
If it would be something you'd want to get into, because you'd help a lot of people, and I know that's what you're all about, is helping, especially those that are getting close to that time.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people here.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling in. We got Chadwick. It's like, do call us back. It's like we got one more caller we need to get on here, and we're ticking down the time clock. But it's like, call back in on that the number I gave you. It's like, because he's going to be on today. Jethro is going to be on today, so call him and ask him that too. It's like, because he does a lot of, you know, stuff with time relation stuff. So it's like he sometimes has a better sense of that sometimes than we get. So.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty. And call us back and let us know how it goes.
Will do.
90 seconds. Okay, let's see. And we're going to talk to, okay, thank you so much. And we're going to get our last caller on here for a little bit. And this is Ellen. Ellen, you're on. Ellen R.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, hello.
I'm calling on Skype, so I just wanted to make sure you could hear me.
Yes.
Well, thank you for taking my call. And today I just got news that I got a job offer to a job that is on the surface looks exactly like what I want. And
congratulations.
60 seconds.
And I said that I would let them know my decision tomorrow. Would you mind seeing if you can tune in and figure out whether this is the right path for me? It feels right to me, but, you know, it's always good to get confirmation.
Right.
Yes, it absolutely is. This is actually a part of your training, and I feel like you're going to be with this one for a while. You're going to teach them, and they're going to teach you some wonderful things.
Cool. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask a follow-up question?
Go ahead.
My mother.
Just be quick because there are NASA's counting us down. It's like we've got about 45 seconds.
My mother has passed, and I have a feeling she played a role in me getting this position. Is it my imagination, or did she help from the other side?
She and others did. You have quite a divine network on the other side there, and yes, they were all working with you to get this.
Wow. Thank you. We made it.
Thank you.
5 seconds.
Yeah. All righty.
Thanks.
All right, and do call in. It's like, you know, call staff, but it's like if you want a little bit more on that today, call Jethro because he always has a, you know, kind of a good look at that. That's 714-333-3354. And I'm not sure what time the show is airing, but I know I always cheat and do this. I'm like, I just call a number and blog to say, oh, your show is going to be on, you know, it's like in 2 hours or 1 hour or 5 hours or whatever. So it's like, it'll tell you when. So do give him a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We got her in. You're right. Last 5 seconds. So I was like, thank everybody for being on here today. And I was going to say thank you, Rim. And I was like, I don't know if we're actually still on air because it's like, yeah, our time cut off. And it's like blog got really good about cutting us off. So
yes,
anyway. Yep. All right. And I think I'm not sure what time Jethro is going to be on. But anyway, we've had another day. So it's like I'm thinking unless unless anybody else can actually hear us, which I'm thinking they're probably not. So, I'm gonna say I think it's just you and I, Linda.
Left, so.
Yep, exactly. Well, she was our last one. She was our last one to come in. So it's like that's why I was going. Oh no, it's like I was listening to Chocolate again. It's like I was going. I know he really wanted to hear it. It's like, you know, but Skating Angel, and she comes in the chat room as Skating Angel. She's really cool. It's like she's calling a time or two, and it's like, yeah, that was neat. She's from New York. She's kind of dropped some of the New York City accent, but it's like she's from that area, so it's really cool.
Well, that must be what it was because they were all like, come here, gather around. We got to get this one quick.
Right, yeah. It's like, and it literally was like 90 seconds. Like, I didn't get the 60 in, but it's like, I was going, they're doing the NASA countdown. It's like 10 seconds, come on. That's what they're doing. We got to get her on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was cool, though. That was neat. All righty. Well, Linda, we'll figure this out. And it's like, who's on tomorrow? Is it Jethro and Amy are on tomorrow?
I believe so. I'm not absolutely sure. I've got to go look. I've got to go do some updates for Sunday anyway. You and
okay.
Me and Jane on Sunday.
Cool. All righty. I got to say, now, how's that going to work? Do I need to come in there and do a
studio
with you?
You can call in, but you'll need to call me.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Sounds good. And what time? That's at 4 o'clock.
4
Sunday
o'clock.
Is 4 o'clock? Okay. 4 o'clock Mountain. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm on Monday with Karth. And actually, it's like I might bug you on Tuesday because Pamela, our regular gal, her dad is having some surgery, and it's like, you know, we're putting out some prayer for him.
Oh, absolutely.
But she is she's on, quote, vacation, but not really vacation. She's going to go be with him. He had bladder cancer. And, well, I guess that's what they're removing. And I was like, okay. It's like, can we say Ganoderma? Get that man on some coffee that's going to do him some good. It's like, darn it. You know, she goes, well, he's 76 and he's got his opinions. And it's like, I'm going, okay, I know how that is. You know, you got to respect your parents because they go, well, you're just my kid. What do you know? It's like, guess what? I became an adult and I learned things. It's okay.
Anyone that's going to listen to this in the archives,
get a hold of Linda. Where's the recording? I wonder about that. I think they shut us off. I do. So it's like, I think it's just you and me talking here. But anyway, but if anybody's out there listening, yes, we have www.jethrosmith.net, 928-284-0437. I'm Casey with Birth Cards, and it's like my I got two different emails so I could separate these out. I have Casey Cards, which is KCCARDZ at gmail.com if you want to do a card reading. Or, let's see, at the coffee is KCOGCOFFEE at gmail.com. Jethro's doing his monthly readings for coffee and tea, and that's you can call him either at that 928-284-0437 or me at the 719-289-4907. Call Linda to get those CDs, and it's like, how much is the shipping, Linda? Because I'm going to send you a check because I really want to get the CDs to listen to them. So how much do you want me to send you for shipping?
Okay. If I send it first class, it depends on what zone it's in, but it's been averaging $3 to $4.
$3 to $4.
If I do the flat rate to anywhere in the U.S. priority, which will get it there a day or two sooner, it'd be $5.25.
Five and a quarter. Okay, sounds good. It's like as long as you put enough packing bubbles at the U.S. baggage handlers, you know, with the good. Remember those good, the gorilla slam and the stuff around the baggage handlers? I was going, it's like put lots of bubble wrap around.
Fragile sticker on there, so.
They go, oh, fragile! Footbeach! I've heard the horror stories. I know people who work in the post office that you wouldn't believe what goes on. It's like, yes, I would. I've seen the conditions of the package. When they get to my doorstep and go, what did you guys do, drop kick these and play football or what? anyway, but she is that. To get a hold of her and get that good deal is write to her on her email. It's ContinuumX. CNTNUUMX at Frontier.com. Frontier.com. There we go. And she does have a phone number and a mailing address, so it's like, and she will take checks in the mail. She will take,
PayPal.
I think you take PayPal. Okay, very good. So, yep, she'll get those things mailed out to you. And Amy Cavanaugh is on Facebook at Awakening Clair. Of course, Linda's also on Facebook at www.lindaru.blogspot.com. And your Facebook is ContinuumX, ContinuumX headquarters. There we go, on Facebook. So, yeah, find her there. It's like, I'm glad we had the gentleman come in from Ohio. Tony came in. It's like, you know, had some cool ET questions. It's like, we want to get more of those. It's like, because people really are interested in that subject. And well, like the young man, Ian, it's like, when I talked to him before, and he said he went on, there's someplace online you can go, and what is it, he found someplace, you know, I don't even know what a site he was on, he didn't tell me that, but, you know, we're on the phone, and he says, well, I got on the site, and it says, you know, something about, you know, how you can tell if you've been abducted, and he says, oh, my goodness, he says, I match up with a whole bunch of these. I said, you need to talk to Linda, call in tomorrow, please, you know. Yeah, you know, so it's like the other night he called because he was kind of, you know, flipping out a little bit. He's going, there's something in the room with me, and it's like, you know, things are moving, and it's like, you know, this thing fell off the dresser all by itself, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, you're not having an earthquake, are you? I was like, no! I'm in Central Time Zone! No, I was in Texas, actually. It's like,
somebody's guide came through a few nights ago on a show I was doing with Sandra, and they shook my bookcase really hard.
Oh, wow.
It came out over the radio.
Holy moly. Wow. That's almost an intensity there. Anyway, but he had called in and he'd actually talked to Jethro. He got one of the coffee readings. And Jethro didn't know what to make. He says, you got a lot of ET activity around you, you know, this and that. And it's like, and the way Jethro said it, you know, sometimes there's inflection. This kid got, he thought it was something bad. And I was like, going, no. It's like, you know, ETs can be good. You know, it's kind of like there's good angels and bad angels. It's like, you know, you have good ETs and bad ETs. So don't be, you know, flipping out that it's like it's going to be a bad ET. It's like manifest a good one. So. I think that made him happy today. It's like he's going, oh, it can be good. It's like, yes, it can be good.
Yeah, I'll get him connected up with some other people, too, that are knowledgeable and had experience. And they post a lot of links and things on you can investigate and see what resonates. And
what's
what
going on.
But it's mostly information and how to be cooperative.
Right. Because that's what Tully me says, they want something from you. It's like, I mean, he's been having really vivid dreams and stuff. It's like, you know, he says, like, this white angel appeared to him and said, you know, we have, you know, he want me for something. It's like, they want me for something. I was like, well, this kid is pretty, I mean, he's pretty gifted in terms of like his, being able, he does kind of like remote viewing things, or he can influence things. Remotely, you know, that kind of stuff, whatever it's like. I mean, but he had a really, really bad childhood in a lot of ways. He had some things happen to him, and it's like, and that's what we were trying to figure out. It's like, was he abducted as a child, or was it a human abduction, you know?
More than likely he was, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, wasn't sure, because he goes, man, he says, as a kid, he's like, I'd wake up with scratches all over my body all the time, type of thing. I'm going, did somebody let the dog sleep with you? You know, or the cat? Did, you know, was the cat using you as a scratching post? You know, what was going on? He's like, no. He says a lot of these things really fit what was happening. So I was like, going, wow, okay, that's not good. But this hypnotist, he had gone to a hypnotherapist person. And it's like this person worked well. This is the one he thinks messed up his mind or something. But he said they took him back, and it's like, put him into the emotions, and it said he was, you know, like screaming and fighting and kicking and whatever, and it's like, and this, I guess it traumatized the hypnotherapist, and they brought him out of it, and then they dropped him like a hot rock, and the guy wouldn't do anything, work with him. So it's like, it spooked the hypnotherapist. So I was like going, well, you just need a better hypnotherapist, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I've worked with that a lot, understanding the experiences, what they meant at the time, and, you know, relating to their fear at the time, because, you know,
right.
You're not raised to understand this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a nightmare to people.
Yeah, well, he was like 3 when it happened. They took him, they regressed him to the time he was 3 years old. So it happened when he was young. So I'm like, yeah, okay, that, you know, makes sense. And it's like, if it was something, you know, beyond terrestrial, and if you had a hypnotherapist that didn't necessarily believe in ETs, they wouldn't know what the heck to make of it. So it's like, yeah, but he said he had another dream where it's like, you know, somebody took him on board, and, you know, he says it was really shiny and really high tech. And I was like going, sounds like you either had an astral or astral projection, or, you know, you had a definite, you know, physical visit or something. But it's like, but he does, he's got kind of that stuttering. He was a little bit nervous about being on the air, and he, you know, had a little bit of the stuttering. It's like, but he has, if he can take a breath and talk quiet and calm, he does really good. It's like we got wound up last night, but we started talking Bible last night too. It's like, it was kind of fun. Well, anyway, okay. Hope they're not charging us overtime for this. But
maybe we better.
Anything else we need to announce? Other than the fact that Pamela will not be on, and hopefully I can bug you and say, would you come on with me on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay, sounds good. It's like, and I've got to. I know her time is usually noon. It's like I've been trying to schedule mine in the mornings, because I found out with what works, with what rolls and flows around here, I've been doing 9:30 in the morning shows, and it's working out a lot better for me.
Okay, so what time on Tuesday is?
Tuesday, I think, is still scheduled at noon. I think we still got Tuesday is still at the noon time. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we'll be on then and whatever. So, good. Well, I will go
cool.
in and get you on a different weekday spot. Yay. I'm going
to
bill you with
Psychic Chat group and look at my new logo for the new show.
Oh, cool. I will. Oh, that's in Psychic Chat? Cool. All right. That's something else. You know, that's something else we should tell people. It's like, and I'm not sure how to get them on there. It's like, how do we get people on Psychic Chat and, you know, with the groups? It's like, because we have Psychic Chat and we have Psychics Gone Wild. It's like, other than the Facebook, do they have to join the Facebook group first? Is like, is it a separate group? Can they find that on there? Or it's like, how do they find Psychic Chat and Psychics Gone Wild on Facebook? Are they just two separate groups and they can be on it, or what?
Oh, they're separate, yeah.
They're separate, okay. Because I know I'm in both of them, because Jethro stuck me in both of them, and I'm like going, okay.
Well, I'm in the Psychics Gone Wild that Lou Vendetti has set up, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's like I don't have enough hours in the day to get on and do, man. It's like,
I
have a hard enough time trying to keep up with just the phone, you know. It's like I'm going, shoot. I'm all proud of myself because I found a place where I can get, hopefully, a used battery. I'm all proud of myself because, you know, A, we've got the rent paid on the other place over there, the new place. So it's like now I have to get the battery for the car so we can move over, blah, blah, blah. And I got the power in my name today. Yay. I love how happy with these, you know, the little mundane things. I'm going, it just feels like I'm a salmon swimming upstream. Like, holy moly. When does it ever quit? I'm like, well, you know, it's like, I wish, this is where I wish I had the clones, you know, bring in, you know, send in the clones. Oh, no, those clones.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
You know, there's got to be clones.
I work here during the day. I work over there at night. When do I get a vacation?
You don't. What's a vacation? It's like, no.
Well, it'll be like that once I'm over there full time, so I guess I better get used to it.
Definitely. Well, it's been fun, and I will talk to you again. Thank you for thank you for having me on. But it's like, well, it's like, okay, I called in, but it's like, whatever it was. Thank you for being our host today. How would that work? Okay, cool.
Well, I guess we better end this before it goes into infinity.
Yes, and beyond. Buzz Lightyear. All right. Yeah, I have. Let's see. Oh, no wonder. I didn't click edit. I didn't click the whatever it was here. End episode. It would probably help if I clicked end episode. There we go. Okay, did you want to end this episode?